staff at the armoury. From the ranks of the Styrian estates, every year a committee of 5 men was chosen to act as authorities. Up until the early 18th century, these men were responsible for organising the defence of the Styrian state. They also determined defence measures, the purchase of weapons, the financing of the army, and were responsible for the maintenance of the armoury. In addition, the staff working at the armoury reported to them. As the manager of the arsenal, the custodian was in consultation with the authority responsible for the procurement of weapons and their proper storage. He was also in charge of their distribution. This was not only confined to times of war. During peacetime, he sold weapons and armour at cost price to private buyers wishing to ensure safe protection for their castles. Items from the armoury could also be used for feast day processions or for the practice of cloud shooting, whose aim was to prevent storms. The custodian was even frequently obliged to give items to members of the nobility or to church dignitaries free of charge, at the behest of the authorities. He kept detailed records of all this. A specially trained staff served under his command, carrying out the upkeep and storage of armoury stocks. 4 master gunsmiths were in charge of servicing the firearms, the handling of the guns in emergencies, as well as repairs to rifles and pistols. A weaponsmith made all of the iron parts required at the armoury, while the metal workers carried out precision mechanical tasks. All of the employees at the armoury received a fixed wage, both in times of peace and war. In theory, this was paid 4 times a year. However, in practice, the payments were not regular. For this reason, the master gunsmiths, smiths and metal workers often had civil occupations as well, keeping themselves afloat by working as joiners, clockmakers or turners. Apart from the regular staff, only armourers and swordmakers were occasionally allowed access to the armoury, and then only if they were working on repairs to armour or mounting handles on swords or sabres.